Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Before you head into the wilderness,
make sure you've got an adequate supply of water with you because you don't know if you're going to encounter any water sources while you're up there.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Hunter Education Coordinator Terry Irwin says you should always carry at least a half gallon of water and drink often while hiking to prevent dehydration. But if you do begin to feel thirsty and hotter than usual, you may be experiencing heat exhaustion.
That's when you have a pale and clammy skin, you get nauseated, maybe get headaches and probably some muscle cramps. And at that time, you need to move to a cooler place, rehydrate yourself, and lower your body temperatures, and be sure and don't overchill yourself.
Heat stroke is more severe.
You become dry, hot, your skin gets flushed, become even dark purple in color. Your pulse gets slow and weak, and you start to breathe very shallow. And the best thing to do is really get down and lower that temperature of your core body. Drink cold water, fan, don't overchill yourself, and if it persists, get to the hospital immediately because this is a life-threatening situation.
Find more information about identifying and treating heat exhaustion and heat stroke by visiting passporttotexas.org. That's our show. We record the program at the Production Block Studios in beautiful Austin, Texas. We had research and writing help today from Alana Jones. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.